好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax， 欢迎大家。我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。Hi, this is Al.
Hi, I'm Susan. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. 我们这次呢还是先复习 ，right？
嗯，
上次我们说 nuke，
啊 ，nuke the microwave。Oven，
就是 nuke 有两个含义，一个是哈、核弹攻击，另一个呢就是用
微波炉
加
热。
而我们经常用的是 nuke， 我们可以说加热它加个一分钟
啊、nuke for 1 minute，
yes， nuke it。And the second one is one of the books， one for the book，
啊、one for the book， 就是一个人能写出那么多书来， is really knowledgeable，
对， so, 非常棒。
Excellent.
Marvelous, huh? Now, pass the hat.
Pass the hat. Okay, it's a big sum. Let's pass the hat. What's that mean?
就是说让我们大家都来承担都来分一点吧，尤其是就是
这个分不是说不是说分钱，是说你拿出点来帮别人分担一下哈。
That's right. 还有呢就是有两个含义要小心用的， payday
Payday is one day, the day that you get money, you get a salary, and、
yeah.
then you pay yourself. You pay, you pay for the nature,、
yeah.
让大自然还债。
Day
of that.
Yes, 我们上次还说，
我来付账。
我来付账 ，It's on me.
Okay, you said. 你说的啊，可是这不是我英语。
Let's go Dutch, please.
好了，就是我来付账。Let's pick up the tab, pick up the bill, pick up the chair. 还有什么？
所以那个 pick up 是拾起来，对吧？我们用 pick up 后面的 tab 或者 check 或者 bill 都是指账单，就是说我来付账吧。
就我请你们吃，是吧？
It's on me.
It's on me. 让我请你们喝酒呢。Have a drink on me.
Have a drink on me.
就是这瓶酒是本店赠送的。
It's on the house.
It's on the house. Remember?
So, let's begin our new phrases, right?
Okay.
Peeping Tom.
Peeping.What's that? Peeping Tom? 又是一个关于名字的哈。
对，很多都是关于名字 ，right? I saw you comforting your girlfriend yesterday. What was the matter?
My girlfriend had a problem with a peeping Tom at her apartment.
Which Tom? Do I know him? 这里的 peeping Tom 就成了问题了 ，right?
Peeping Tom 其实是一个著名的英语传说。1000多年前，一位伯爵夫人应该是哈，为了惩罚丈夫，决定赤身裸体骑马绕小镇一周，
够狠的。
于是伯爵下令镇上所有的人必须紧闭门户，可是唯独有一个叫做 Tom 的人躲在窗户后面偷窥到了伯爵夫人。从此以后呢，人们就用 Peeping Tom 来形容那些偷窥别人的人。
所以刚才的对话就是我。有女朋友在宿舍里教别人偷窥嘛，对吧？
Really embarrassing, and the guy is really evil.
It's really, it's hard to say that. So you have to really have a good plan to solve this kind of friend, problem.
Yeah, and really need your help.
Yeah, that's good. Peeping Tom, 所以跟 Tom 有关。
Don't be a peeping Tom.
Oh, peeping Tom is, never be a peeping Tom. Peeping Tom.这个 peeping Tom 就是偷窥别人的人。
Peep 就是隔着一个小眼或者小缝看别人嘛。
现在我们的那个小猫眼。
所以 peep， 然后加 ing， peeping Tom。
Okay， peeping Tom。还有呢，就是说在 introduce 的时候会有一些问题，比如说 ，Hi Susan。
Hi Al， nice to meet you。This is my little sister Catherine。
How do you do， Catherine？
How do you do？ You can call me Cathy.That's my pet name.
Your pet? You must be very fond of her. For your name sounds alike.
I'm afraid you misunderstood me. Cathy is my name, my pet name, not my pet's name.
Pet name, 这样就出问题了 ，right?
Pet 宠物。
我见到 Susan 的妹妹，她叫 Catherine， 然后 Catherine 很 very
lovely.
Yes， 那很好啊。她说你就叫我 Cathy 就好了，因为 Cathy 是我的 pet name。
pet name 是什么？
Pet name 呢，就是我猜应该是中文的就是小名的意思 right？
啊哈，
就是这是我的小名，或者这是我的乳名吗？昵称都可以这样说。
这是我的小名，就是大家都这么叫我，就像比如说他叫什么，就像广告他叫小丽，大家里人都跟他叫丽丽，类似这样的叫 pet name。
pet name 这个一定要读音的时候分清楚 ，pet 直接加 name 就是 pet name 是小名乳名。
pet name
pet name 才是宠物的名字 right？
啊哈，
就是加 pet 后面加一撇加 s 呢，就是宠物的名字 right？
嗯哼 ，so remember you can call me pet name but don't call me
pet
name
right？ Yes that's right。还有呢，就是 pick holes in。
Pick holes in 在什么什么上面挖洞吗？
对，是在纸上戳洞吗？Let's see. You have been depressed since you came from Professor Lee's office.
I'm worrying about my dissertation.
Was Professor Lee satisfied with it?
Not that really. And he picks holes in my paper.
Oh, I can't believe it. Only child pit holes in paper.
I mean, he pointed out many defects of my paper.
哦，写论文总是让人头疼的一件事，对吧？然后 professor 还 pick a lot of holes in my paper.
不是说在纸上又给我挖了好多洞，
而且还解释 only child pick holes in paper， 还只有小孩才在纸上戳洞。Actually not, right?
实际上 pick holes in 是指对某人的工作挑毛病，指出错误，而并不是在纸上戳洞哦。
对啊，所以要是 you know pick holes in your paper points out many defects of the paper, right? So it's not really good news, huh?
And what would you do next?
What should I do? Rewrite it, 重写呗。
没什么别的招了。
真的是 pick holes in， 那就是挑剔，对吧？
That's the really point out the defects and some shortcomings, right?
Yeah, 不一定挑剔，说不定是找出来很多不足缺陷。
对，不足之处啊。
Right. 还有呢，就是跟颜色，我们用热说颜色，我们曾经说过 in the red, in the black.
就是 in the red 是财政赤
字
，in the black 是盈利。
对，那 pink 呢
？Pink slip. Pink slip.
Pink slip. Okay. Why Jack so upset?
Poor guy has got a pink slip yesterday. No wonder he's so gray.
I don't understand why should he be so down. He should be pleased for receiving one.
Is there anything wrong with you? He's got a pink slip. And how could you expect him to be happy about that?
Pink slip. 这时候就有跟文化相关了，
对，没有搞清楚这个 pink slip 它的隐含义。
哎，我们先说在中国 pink 啊，桃色。
粉红色 I think a pink for children this means lovely
yeah.
A pink bow 粉色的蝴蝶结 that's okay
对譬如说我们中国人说红光满面哈，可以我们就说 in the pink 身体很健康对吧但是 pink slip 呢却是因为在美国很多就是解雇雇员的通知单都是粉红色的所以你收到 pink slip 可不是说爱情或者浪漫是怎么怎么样
而是被解雇了
you are fired so that's why he's so down right so blue so gray
所以一开始这个我们闹的这个笑话叫 pink slip 以为是收到了一封情书其实是收到一封解雇的信啊
yes it's a dismissal he got kicked out from his company
Yes, I know. It's dismissal.
Dismissal.
刚才我们说红光满面怎么说
In the pink.
就是你的脸红光满面 right?
Yes. So, a little reveal, right?
Okay, the first one is
Peeping Tom.
Peeping Tom, don't be Peeping Tom.
偷窥别人的人第二个就是 pet name 和 pet name 要分清楚。
Pet name 是小名 pet name 是当然是大家知道宠物的名字。You can call me pet name.
Yes, right. Pick holes in 就是找毛病挑出了很多错误。
Point out the defects and shortcomings.
还有呢 ,pink slip 呢不是什么好东西哦。
That someone is
fired
by the boss.
Yes, that's right. Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语。
登录 www.cooler.com。
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线，更多精彩等着你。
好 ，Let's go to part two。
嗯，
首先问你一件事吧，你知道人生的三大谎言是什么？
人生的三大谎言，
对啊，想想人生有很多很多的事情哈，你觉得什么事情别人说了，你会觉得他一定是在撒谎？人生三大谎言，大家想一想。
Oh, it's so difficult, huh?
嗯。
You will be a billionaire someday, something like that. No. It's possible, huh?
It's possible. That's for Bill Gates. He said one day you'll be a millionaire. You think it's a lie?
哎，不知道 ，no answer. You beat me.
Ah, that's
beat me. Yeah.
据说啊，姑娘说不愿意出嫁，老人说我想死。生意人说我们挥泪挥血赔本大甩卖，据说这就是人生的三大谎言了。
啊，姑娘不愿嫁，老人说想死，生意人说赔本卖。 I believe the last one。
嗯，所以今天我们来说说第三大谎言吧，就是生意人说赔本卖。
赔本卖这个本钱呢，也就是
cost，
零售价要比成本还要低，对吧？赔本了嘛。
嗯，所以这里面这个成本就是用英语是 cost，
对 cost。
那赔本比它还低，就是
sell below cost。 所以我们说我们要赔本卖了啊，
嗯，
we are selling it below cost。
嗯，所以有人如果跟你说我们赔血，不是我们挥泪赔血大甩卖，
挥泪怎么抛血还会有人哭啊，那种标识。
It's interesting, huh? So it's a lie, you know. It's one of the three lies of life。
嗯，
人生三大谎言之一。
嗯，
这是赔本嘛。如果我们说按本钱卖嘞，
按本钱 sell as 吗？
sell at cost。
at cost，OK，
一个 sell below cost 赔本卖，sell at cost 呢
就是以本钱卖，这个还好吧。sell at cost 还好，对吧？
对啊，因为人们有时候都贪小便宜的心理，所以如果厂商打着赔本卖的招牌，
蜂拥而至。
yes，
抢购一空，这时候就会缺货嘛。然后如果你想买的东西缺货的时候，店家会怎么说呢？他说
They're all sold out， 都卖光了。
We are temporarily out of that item， 我们暂时没有那项 item， 对吧？We are temporarily out of stock on that item， 或者说都是 out of stock， 没有存货了，对吧？
还有一个就是我们介绍一个万能动词，我们说过我们不卖那个东西，英语里面不如可以说 we don't carry that item。 carry 这里可以不用 sell 或者是其他的词，可以用 carry。
我想这就是商店里没有那个东西哈。don't carry that， right？
对， carry 就是出售的意思。
如果你在美国的话想买亚洲食品，I don't know this 亚洲食品，是不是有一些调料之类的哈。
Yes.
Seasoning. So do you carry Asian foods？
你们出售亚洲食品吗？
So let's see how much is this。
$50.
Too steep.
No, it's not. Honestly, we are overstocked on that item, so we are selling it below cost.
Is that so? 难道真的假的？
老师说我们库存过多了，所以现在是赔本卖了。
So, can I help you?
Do you carry Asian foods?
Yes, we do. What do you need?
I need some dried seaweeds.
Sorry, we're temporarily out of them.这里有一个词可能大家没有听懂，对吧？
Dried seaweeds。
Dried 很明显干燥的，是吧？
Seaweeds，
海
里面的草，海里面草，海苔。
日本人吃多。
我们中国人现在吃的也没有。So that's it。
Okay, let's go to part 3.
Yes.
Before that, we have to get a review, right?
Okay.
我得复习一下。
三大谎言，第三大就是我们赔本卖。
Selling it below cost.
我们按本钱卖。
Selling it at cost.
We are selling it at cost. We are selling it below cost. Now, let's move to the third part. That's the story related to Olympic.
对，我们现在 Olympic Game 成了一个特别 hit，
it's
a hit on today， 就是我们最近最 popular 的东西，对吧？
最 popular 的话题了。
是，所以我们说 Olympic 的 motto 是什么？ motto 呢就是它的宗旨，对吧？ The Olympic motto，
格言宗旨。
对， the well known motto of the Olympic Games 是
实际上是一种从拉丁来的，对吧？有三个词、I can't pronounce it. 但是如果 translate in Chinese 呢，直接翻译过来就是
in English, I'm sorry, is faster, higher, braver.
啊，这里可是 faster, higher 和 braver, 还有更勇敢。
嗯。
但是 however, this phrase is not, you know, universally recognized in English. 但是现在在所有的英语的那种信条中都成了
swifter, higher, and stronger.
更高，更
快，更
强，
更强。
So remember this. Originally is from, this is the Olympic motto. 这是奥林匹克的宗旨。And next time, we're going to tell you the Olympic Creed. 什么是奥林匹克的
信条?
I think it's something slightly different between that, right?
Okay, now remember, what's the motto of Olympic? That is,
swifter, higher, and stronger.
So, remember that. And you pronounce them when you face the foreigners.
Yes, so that's all for today.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.